1. With so many choices these days, how do people decide what product to buy? Nowadays, with the advent of the internet, we can read customer reviews on the internet or ask our friends or relatives that use or own an object that we are going to buy for recommendations. It's really helpful because they can give useful advice. Aside from that, I think factors like price, quality, and brand loyalty can also affect people's choices. 2. How has technology helped customers select the right products? I believe that technology plays an important role in helping customers buy products. We can use mobile phones or computers to compare prices and goods anywhere and anytime. And we also get customer reviews online, so we can choose the best one. 3. Is this technology always beneficial? I think most of the time. But sometimes, it has some drawbacks, like buying a dress that doesn't fit me or doesn't have the same high quality as advertised. 4. Will the way people select and purchase goods in the future be different than today? No. I think any person who wants to buy any products will look for some advice from users and compare prices before making a purchase. 5. Do you think online shopping will completely replace traditional shopping in the future? In my opinion, online shopping will never completely replace high street shops, as there will always be a small demand for going into stores. However, if we are talking about which will become the most popular form of shopping over the coming years, it is hard to see how shops can compete with their online counterparts. 6. Why is shopping in person better than online? From my perspective, traditional shopping lets consumers see the actual product so they can touch, feel, or try it on before purchasing it. As a result, it is less risky and more tangible, while other factors are impossible to know when online shopping, like the quality of material, comfort, range of motion, and functionality. 7. What are the differences between traditional consumers and online consumers? In my humble opinion, when it comes to traditional shopping, the customer may consume a lot of time to figure out what they want due to a lack of proper information, less variety, and fewer choices for comparison. On the other hand, online shopping saves time searching for information, costs less, and compares prices and products from any part of the world. 8. What are the different factors that will make people buy their products? When it comes to making a purchase, I reckon that they consider various things, like the characteristics of the product, the price, the availability of the product at the required location, and much more. Moreover, the personal factors include age, occupation, lifestyle, social and economic status, and the gender of the consumer. 9. How is shopping different now compared to how it was in the past? Several decades ago, shoppers would almost always visit stores in person, ready to make a purchase that day. Today, people can browse a catalog and place an order through the mail or by phone.